I'm joined by one of the legends of English football management. He's had the most promotions ever out of any management in English football, and he's also had 1,600 games in charge in management. But most importantly, he played 4 games for York City back in 1978. I'm joined by Neil Warnock. How are you, Neil? You all right?
Yeah, very well, thank you, Kai. Yeah, and I just have a little smile to myself then with the 4 games.
Well, do you remember much of those 4 games, Neil?
Absolutely, yeah. Believe it or not, I learned an awful lot about management.
Did you?
During that the time I was there, because I shouldn't tell you all the stories, because I'll be telling you at my program.
Of course.
At my show, but I'll tell you a quick one about this one, eh?
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, go on then, yeah.
The manager, Charlie Wright, we were playing at Grimsby, and on the week, I wasn't very well. I had a bit of flu, and went to the doctors and he said, oh, you'll be all right. And on the Thursday, I went to the doctor and he said, no, you need to stay off for a few days. So, of course, he said, come back and see me in the morning. I went back on the Friday in my trousers and jacket and stuff. And he signed me off and everything. I went back to the training ground and Charlie was doing set piece. He said, oh, you'll be all right. I said, no, he said, I've got to rest for a week. No, you'll be all right, Neil, trust me. So I went in, I got my jacket on, and we were doing set pieces in the wall. I was in the wall with my jacket on with the lads.
So you had to get into training anyway.
I know, but we ended up losing 2-0, and on the Monday he had me in and said, I'm sorry, Neil, you've got your critics in the boardroom. I'm going to have to leave you out on Tuesday.
That's what you get for being in the wall in training.
I know. I thought, well, hearing me, I put myself through it, and now he's telling me I'm leaving me out because I've got critics in the boardroom. So I learned actually about don't take everything that managers say 100%, because some might tell porkers.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you've got a show, we mentioned there, you've got a show coming up very soon at the York Barbican. It's in May, on May 31st. I was going to ask you, what is your favourite thing about York? Obviously, you're familiar with the city.
It's just a lovely city, isn't it? The cobbles and...
Yeah.
I used to love coming to the ground, and the groundsman, we used to have a cup of tea in his little back room and all that lot. And it was, I just liked York, driving on the, you know, on the bypass coming into it, and... The race course. I'm not a horseman, but I used to, you know, driving around the race course,
track
and all that into town. And it would just seem nice. The river was very, very good. The people were nice. It had everything, really.
It's a great city, and I'm not being biased there at all whatsoever.
Yes, you are.
Well, you said for the show as well, you're donating 10% of your earnings for the York City Football Club Foundation. How come you've decided to do that?
I just think it's a good thing. I think the clubs that I'm doing the shows at, they're all really family orientated type of clubs. Mm. And I thought, if I can do something to help that, it'll be good for us. So I asked the promoter if we could do that, and he agreed. And so we're going to try and help the foundation as best we can.
I'm going to say that it'll... Yeah, those donations will really, really help. I mean, we're helping them out in a few weeks' time, because we're doing what we call the CEO sleepout. So we're sleeping in the football stadium in a few weeks' time. Have you ever slept in a football stadium, Neil?
No, I've heard one or two charity going on like that, which is great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
You know, I think it's a super thing. Make sure that we have a competition on the radio.
Yes.
For 2 free tickets.
Well, now you've said it, we've got to do it, haven't we?
Yeah. and give some tickets away.
Yeah, we'll do that.
You know, make sure you do that before the time, and we'll set some competition up, eh?
Absolutely. Well, thank you for that, Neil. I really appreciate it. There's also been a lot of things in the news in the last couple of weeks about Torquay as well, and you speaking with investors. How important is it for you, you know, to support those lower league clubs in the football pyramid? Because obviously there's a lot of money at the top nowadays, and it doesn't really get filtered down as well as it probably should. How important is it for you that maybe those lower league clubs are supported?
Well, when I was younger, Sharon and I, we went to Torquay. Everybody thought we were going round the bend by doing it. We left Notts County, the top level.
Yeah.
And we ended up going to the Division 4 at that time. And everybody, you know, they only had about 16 games to go. Other than that, they're going to get relegated. And we managed to stay up. But we had a fabulous time there and never forgot them. And that's why we ended up over at Plymouth. because we went across to Plymouth while we were there. So I just went. I was asked last week if I would like to go to the game, and obviously the newspapers make more of it than what there is. But it was a fabulous day. They got a good result as well, and it was a there were over 3,000 fans, which is fabulous at that level. And it was just special. It reminded me when we went back in time. You know, they were chanting my name and all sorts of things.
in a polite manner, though, Neil.
which is unusual for me. The thing about it is that they're having a bad time, and if I can help at all, I will do.
Yeah.
Just to give them a bit of advice about here and there. You know, I'm hoping that the people that are trying to get the club, I'm hoping they're successful, and they seem to have the right idea and the right attitude, really.
Well, that's good. We'll talk a bit more about the show as well that you've got coming up in May. There's a few legends on the Barbican website. It says there's maybe a few legends joining on stage. Any insight into who that might be, or can we not know?
I mean, my favourite one is, I'll have to tell you, my favourite one is Ian Dunn.
Okay.
You know, we all used to chat. We all used to sing it when he was at Huddersfield with me, and we all used to sing. He's got no hair, but we don't care. Ian Dunn and Sharon. I think Dunny was Sharon's favourite. So we've always got on really well with him. And when I saw that he was helping out as well at York, it was great to see him when I came to the game.
I saw that you said actually in an interview on, I think it was on Crouchy's podcast, you said that you always had a favourite in management for every club you were at. Why was that the case?
Well, because it's part of my humour dealing with players or groups of players. You know, for example, I had Michael Brown, who was a bit of a rogue at Sheffield United. And when it rained, I used to have an umbrella. I used to say, Brownie, come under here while I was talking to the players. And do you want a sweet, Brownie, you know? And everybody then used to have a go at him about being my favourite and all that. Are you going to do his garden this afternoon, Brownie?
Did he ever?
He just brought a bit of humour in the dressing room. Do you know what I mean?
Was that your style of management then, Neil? Would you say that the man management's the important bit, isn't it? I think in football, not just in football, but any job really.
It is in any walk of life. I think the thing about the promotions that I've had and the success I've had, if you look at the dressing rooms, they're not great. We haven't got the best team ever. Mm-hmm. In the league, we haven't got the flair players and all that. We've got a good group of lads that you can mould together, and it's amazing what you can get lads believing in, even for a short spell of time. You know, I've done like a Rotherham, Cardiff, Middlesbrough, Huddersfield in the last few years, just at the end of the season, and it's amazing what you can get out of a group of lads by going in and just putting your sort of personality on that group, and I've enjoyed that. I've enjoyed making poor players average and average players good. Are you with me?
Yeah.
That's been the success, really.
Yeah. When I was researching, Neil, I know you're going to be telling loads of these amazing stories when you come to the Barbican in a couple of weeks' time. But the one that stood out to me was in 2010, right, when you managed QPR and you took them to the first ever promotion in 15 years, there was one that said that you walked over their backs in the changing room with boots on. Is that true?
I'm not sure it was the backs. It was the stomachs, really.
Right, okay.
It might have said the backs, but I made them lay down on the backs, yeah.
Right.
And I had my studs on, and I just made the point that we've got to go through a bit of pain if we want to do something over the, you know, and they took it well, really.
Well, it obviously worked, didn't it?
But I didn't jump up and down. I only walked over them.
How kind are you, Neil? So the management style is changing now. You look at the style of, you know, the tacticians and all the stats analysis and everything that's in the game. What do you think about the game changing? Because there's a lot of things being introduced at the moment, like VARs coming in the last few years. There's talks of this blue card coming in now. What are your thoughts on all these changes to the game?
I think the game obviously has moved on over the years that I've been involved. But as a manager, I think I've moved with that as well. You know, when you're talking about data and all things like that's happening, everybody seems to be moving in the right direction. I was a big believer in VAR only because I got relegated at Cardiff with an offside goal from Chelsea.
Yeah.
And it should never have been allowed in a million years. And that killed us, really. So I thought, oh, that would eliminate things like that. Are you with me?
Yeah.
But I never in my wildest dreams envisaged 5.5 minutes waiting for a decision from people inside VAR. The big problem we've got is, and you know, Bill Shankly once said that they know the laws, the referees, but they don't know the game.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what's wrong with it. With VAR now, you've got the same people in the VAR studios as on the pitch. And you need people that have played the game. Mm. Some of the decisions would take seconds if somebody was in there that had played the game.
Yeah.
So they'll have to change that in the next couple of years. I'm sure Howard Webb will consider bringing people that have played the game in, because when you talk to the referees, they are, you know, I'm not saying the school teacherish, but they know the laws, they know that, you know, but they haven't got any sort of common sense regarding what they should do. And they don't know when a player's deliberately done this or deliberately done that. Whereas when you played it, you can see almost straight away. And you can't tell me, if you had 100 people between you and me now, none of us would know what the handball is.
No, it's not even black and white, is it? It's not black and white.
I just haven't got a clue, mate.
No.
When I look at it, I think, oh, that's handball. No, that's not handball. And they come back, no. And then you see something that accidentally, they're looking that way and it's hit the hand there and they're jumping up to head a ball. And yes, that's handball. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I do feel it, that eventually they might go back to where we were, really.
Yeah.
For me, I would have offsides VAR,
mm-hmm.
and I would have goal line technology, and I'd leave the rest to the referees.
Yeah.
I think it was a far better game. I mean, you can't even celebrate a goal now at the minute, can you?
No, I know. When you sat in the stands and you sat there thinking, is that the checking it? Oh, we've got to wait. You almost get a second celebration out of it, though, don't you? Sort of.
Yeah, you do. Or the desolation after.
Yeah.
No, it is one of those things. So I think they'll have to tweak it a little bit. Mm. They don't seem to have that problem abroad.
No.
As much as what we do. I just think it's got to come in the room really, where they're looking at the videos. They've got to have people that have played the game in there, I believe.
Would if they give you the phone call?
No, not in a million years.
Why not?
I don't want to be sat around ex-referees, if I'm honest. I've had enough of them this year in my career.
I think they've had enough of you as well, Neil.
Yeah, I think so.
We were talking there as well about, you know, it working well abroad, and we have seen it work well in national tournaments as well. I remember when it was first introduced into the World Cup, it was brilliant. And speaking of national tournaments, there is a big one happening this summer with England. How do you think we'll do? What are your thoughts on England going to the tournament this summer?
I mean, I think Gareth's done a fantastic job with the young players. He's brought them through. And I think it's made to measure for him. I just wish he'd got somebody else on the staff. I do believe as they get to the knockout stages,
mm-hmm.
you need something to change. Or, whereas I don't think we have a plan B at times.
I think we've seen that when we played Italy and Croatia, haven't we, in previous tournaments?
Yeah, I think we'll always qualify. We'll always do well, reasonably well, you know, quarterfinals, semifinals. I hope I'm proved wrong. I just don't see us winning because of that ingredient that I think's missing.
Yeah.
And I think it's probably a member of staff that he needs, a little bit different to the nice guys, you know, around the place.
Because he's supposedly a very good man and manager, isn't he? He's supposed to be a very good man manager, Southgate. So, a bit like yourself.
He's brought all the youngsters through.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't think anybody else could have done the job he's done. I think he's done an amazing job. When I hear, like, he's getting touted with the Man United job, I think that would be a disaster.
Do you?
I do, honestly. I think Gareth is the best manager for the England team. And mm-hmm. and I hope he can win a competition, because then he'll be in the job for another 10 years. But I don't see him as a club manager, if I'm honest.
No.
With the day-to-day and the week-to-week, you know, the not the journalist, but the intensity of it, I don't see that. I think he's made to measure for the national job, mate.
Yeah. Go on. I'm going to put you on the spot here a bit, Neil. I'm going to ask you to pick your 11. If you were going to the tournament as the England manager, Southgate's gone. He's gone to Man United. He's signed this season. Ten Hag's been sacked. You're now the England manager. Who are you picking for the tournament in the summer? You're 11.
Well, I just think I don't think there's many options. I think you look at I think the goalkeeper Pickford is as good as anything. Mm-hmm. I think Kyle Walker, who I had at Sheffield, I think he's as good as anything. Pick Luke Shaw, who seems to do even better with the national team at times than he does at Manchester. You know, so I think that picks itself. The centre halves, I don't believe. I think that's our weakness, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I think because his loyalty. He'll go with the two, you know, with Maguire and Stones. I'd love to see Stones in midfield, but I don't think we can allow him to be away from the back four. Really.
There's too many options as well in that midfield as well.
I think Declan's going to have to be a bit more disciplined and be the anchor man. Yeah. I know Gareth loves Henderson, but I think if we had Rice there with the energy of Bellingham, the quality that Bellingham's got. I think I'm hoping this Manu. I'm hoping the lad, the young lad. I think he could play with the back with the Rice mm-hmm. and Bellingham, and then I would play Foden one side and the Arsenal lad
Saka
on the other side with Kane. That's what I would do.
Yeah, because would you as a manager, would you be a bit cautious maybe throwing a young lad like that in the team in such a big stage or? Or like we talk about Kobbie Mainoo here, would you be a bit cautious maybe throwing him in, or have you done that in the past?
I just think you've got to, you know, I mean, I remember going back to one of my first jobs at Notts County, flinging in two 17, 18-year-olds, Mark Draper and Tommy Johnson, and then we went to Wembley in the playoff final, and I thought they would be, you know, nervous and everything. They were the coolest lads on the pitch, them two.
Yeah.
The older lads were the nervous ones. And same at Palace. I remember shouting over to... We hadn't got any pace at Palace.
Yeah.
And I remember shouting over to Gary, who's still there. Gary Izzet, the academy guy. Gary, have we got any pace? Any young lads? He said, yeah, we've got two over there. Sean Scannell and Victor Moses.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, get them over here. So they come over. I said, Gary, are they good enough to go in? No, not yet, Gaffer. So I shouted them over and I said to them both, you're not good enough for the first team, I've been told. I said, what do you think? Oh, yeah, we are. So, right, you're playing then on Saturday.
Wow.
You two. And we just threw them in. And
we've both gone on to have good careers, though. Both gone, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, Victor ended up... No, I'm not going to tell you that story. You'll have to come to York for that.
There you go. There's a little plug.
That's one of my favourite stories about Victor Moses and when he went to the African nations and all that. But I'll tell you that at the Barbican.
Well, on that note, we'll wrap it up perfectly. It's come full circle. Thank you so much for joining me, Neil. People can get tickets on the York Barbican website if they want. It's May 31st. They can come see Neil, come see all some amazing stories. Some we've touched upon there in the interview, but some new ones as well. Thank you very much, Neil. I really appreciate it.
No problem.